Vanessa Martinez, and this is Friends with Friends, the podcast where we explore all 236 episodes of the TV show Friends one at a time. I'm here with my friend Jackie.
Hello, I am the Friends fanatic. Yes, I'm Jackie Rodriguez, and we're in season 7.
Yes, and I'm the newbie here. I started watching last summer, or last spring when COVID happened. So yeah. Now we are on the 154th episode, the one where Chandler doesn't like dogs. It's season 7, episode 8, when it premiered on November 23rd with 16.57 million viewers. Jackie, what happened?
A significant dip in ratings.
Totally. That's what I was thinking too.
Oh my gosh. And maybe people were just very busy this week because it is the Thanksgiving week. It's the season 7 Thanksgiving episode. The Friends play Chandler's dumb states game. Rachel celebrates with her new assistant Tag, and Chandler makes an admission about dogs that everybody disagrees with.
Yeah, I think it's kind of surprising to hear that people don't like dogs, because generally you either hear, you know, people really don't care for them, mm-hmm. or they are really in love with dogs. But mm-hmm. you hardly hear anyone says, I don't like dogs.
Yeah, so I thought that was interesting, the way that they brought that in. And then it became a whole storyline with Chandler and Monica and Phoebe and everybody. So, yeah, it was interesting. But how can you not like dogs? It's true. Like, yeah. I don't like cats that much. They're okay. But, like, dogs, I just love dogs. But maybe people have, you know, like Chandler explained, if he has, like, a traumatic, you know, like, experience with him.
Yeah, so he starts making up all of these excuses. The dog is called Clunkers, and mm-hmm. Chandler says that he's allergic to dogs, and everyone says, you know, like they're like, but the dog has been here for 3 days and you haven't had an allergic reaction. He just says he hates dogs. They are needy, jumpy, can't read their minds.
Yes.
So, I mean, not all dogs are needy and not all of them are jumpy.
This is a perfect description of cats, by the way. Cats are like, you can't tell what they're, dogs can be trained. Cats cannot be trained. And so, I mean, come on.
There's some dogs that are super needy and like just
when they're puppies,
cling to you.
Of course.
The Yorkies especially, like the tiny dogs are very needy. But yeah, so he stands up for himself and he says, either I go or the dog goes. So Phoebe and Monica go over to leave the dog at Ross's apartment. But they get so sad and they want to take the dog back. So they end up taking the dog back into the apartment without Chandler knowing. Mm-hmm. And Ross defends this action because he tries to distract Chandler from going near Phoebe's room when, you know, he says, you know, Monica is sad because you wouldn't let the dog stay here.
He thinks the dog whimpering is Monica crying.
Yeah. So Chandler feels totally bad because he's trying to make Monica happy. So he goes over to get the dog and he ends up thinking that the dog escaped the apartment.
I know, and then he goes and looks for him, and then, or for her, Clunkers, which doesn't seem like a very womanly name, by the way.
How did Phoebe find the dog again?
It's her friend's. She's watching it for her friend.
Oh, yeah.
She's dog sitting. I dog sit all the time, so I love it.
Yeah, so I thought it was funny. It was sweet how Chandler wanted to make Monica happy, but also, like, Monica took it into her own action, and Phoebe, too, to bring the dog back.
Mm-hmm. So then the dog just ends up staying, and then they all get along. But it's funny that, like, Joey tries to stop Chandler from saying that he doesn't like dogs because
he knows,
like, he's all, don't do it.
He knows it's gonna go wrong.
Totally.
And did you notice, like, the whole time? So this was one of the episodes that kind of took place in the apartment for the most part.
Yes.
Except for when they went to Ross's apartment. But did you notice the white dog was constantly in the background?
No, like even when they're talking to Tag and
in the
doing
balcony.
The States game.
Yeah.
I didn't realize. I wonder whose dog it really was, too. It's
Wasn't
such a
it
cute
Rachel's
dog.
Or something?
Was it? Let's
the
see.
The big statue dog. We've talked about it
before. Oh, I thought you meant the actual dog.
No. The statue dog.
Yeah. Yeah, the ceramic dog.
Yeah, so that dog was in there for a really long time. And it was interesting to see, like, the dog and the huge ceramic dog in the background, even when Tag was talking to Rachel.
Mm.
So in that, like, that whole, okay. So I don't know how I feel about Tag and Rachel dating.
Oh, I know.
It's just so odd.
It's so odd and awkward. And it's just, I guess now because we, you know, like people speak out about that, you know, like Me Too, and, you know, it's not normal for somebody, you know, like a superior to date somebody like this and have it be so casual, you know? So I think that's what's weird for us, because we're like, you can't do that. That's just a big no. But back then, I mean, it happened and it wasn't that big of a deal. Hence the Me Too movement in 2017. So I think that's kind of play off of that. It's just like, it was a big deal back then. But there are many things that we see in Friends that when we do see it, we're like, ooh, that's not, that wouldn't be played well today if this is a current show. So, I mean, I don't get it. I don't get, they just don't mesh well. I just, weird. You know, I was like, why did they have to bring that storyline in?
Yeah, it's really strange. So Tag, you know, Rachel invited Tag over for Thanksgiving, but he initially wasn't going to go because he's going to be with his girlfriend. But then Tag shows up saying that he broke up with his girlfriend. Mm-hmm. And Rachel wants to make a move, but the girls say no, mm-hmm. it's too soon. And Joey says, yes, go for it. You know, yeah. See what happens. Yeah. So in the end.
Wait. Mm-hmm. One thing we have to point out when Rachel's trying to convince the other friends or get advice from them about whether she should go for Tag, you know, like a month after they break up or 30 minutes. It's the moo point line. So this is one of Joey's most iconic lines. It is hilarious. I actually used it in a segment. Remember when all the Kyles got out in, when was it? It was not too long ago, like a couple weeks ago, in the street. And so we're making a whole bunch of like cow jokes on air. And I was like, oh, I know a cow joke. And I pulled up this scene. It's a moo point. So Joey is trying to convince Rachel, like, the point is moo, just disregard it, you know, about dating Tag. And the question is, if he doesn't like you, it's a moot point. And then Rachel goes, a moot point? Yeah. It's like a cow's opinion. It doesn't matter. It's moo. And I'm just like, what? And then Rachel goes, that just makes sense, or I've been living with him for too long, or that just makes sense. And I just laugh because the way that he delivers it, and he just like waves his hand, it's moo. And I'm like, what? When it's supposed to be a moot point.
Right.
I thought it was so funny.
Yeah.
That's the best part of the episode.
Yeah, I kind of missed that line, to be honest with you.
Really? Oh, yes. No.
I know. But
I still LOL at it, like, when I watch it.
Yeah, so I missed that part, so I think I'm going to have to rewatch it to, like, see what happens. But,
yeah,
you know, Rachel ends up going to the balcony because that's where Tag is, and she just starts telling him, you know, different things, and it, you know, she doesn't imply that she likes him.
Yeah, she's just trying to be supportive because, you know, Tag just broke up with his girlfriend. So, you know, the girls say, hey, you should just be a friend. And that's what she does until they hug. And then Joey ruins it all.
Thinks that Rachel told him that she likes him. And he says, hey, you know, I knew it was going to be great. And Tag was like, wait, what does that mean?
Yeah.
So then
Rachel likes you back.
Yeah, Rachel tries to just like brush it off, but then she's like, you know what, I'm just gonna tell him the truth. And she ends up telling him, and Tag, I guess, likes her back. I don't know.
No, he doesn't like her back yet, because right after she tells him, you know, like, you know, I have a crush on you, I'm attracted to you,
oh,
you
no,
know,
and
I know
he can't do anything about it.
Yes, and then he's looking down there out on the balcony, and somebody's stealing his car. So then he has to go run downstairs and like take care of that. And Rachel's just stuck there, kind of like, what? Like, I just told this guy, like, my feelings, became totally vulnerable. So then he runs away, and then when he comes back up, he has to do mugshots and stuff like that. So Rachel is blowing it off, saying, oh, like, we can just pretend like it didn't happen. And then that's where Tag goes, wait, the only thing scary was you pretending like, you know, saying you didn't want to pretend like it didn't happen. Then he goes in and kisses her. And so he likes her as well, but he didn't get a chance to say that right away.
I don't like, I just feel like it's kind of like, I broke up with my girlfriend and I'm sad, but here's my rebound. I don't know. It's just really weird.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, he is younger. We know he's 25. I think Rachel's in her 30s by then. So, I mean, nothing wrong with dating younger people, but I just don't like the dynamic of her being his boss and then that they're dating and it's not allowed. You can't do that, Rachel, but, you know, the show, like, tried to make fun of it. I don't know.
Yeah. So coming up, we'll take a quick break and we're going to talk about Ross trying to name all 50 states.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
This game is actually something I want to try on my own. It's naming 50 states in 6 minutes.
I've done it.
Did you get it?
No.
So when I was in fifth grade, I used to be really good at knowing the states and the capitals.
Because there's a song, right? There's a song.
No, there's not a song. We just had to take a test.
There's a song. There's a song how to do it. Like people sing it. I've heard it, but I don't know the song because they do it alphabetically. Alabama, yeah. Arkansas.
I've never heard it.
Yeah, I've
heard it. But so I only missed, I remember this 50 states test and the capitals. So naming all 50 states and their capitals, I only missed one. And it was some South Dakota. I don't know. I missed a capital. I don't remember exactly what, but I was so bummed.
You don't need the capital for the game. You just need the states.
Well, I'm referencing my fifth grade test.
Yeah.
So in this game, I would have won, but I don't know if I would have won in 6 minutes, but I have to try it again to see if I remember everything.
Yes. And it's okay. Once again, Ross being the Mr. Rule follower has to get everything right. You know, this is the first scene when the show opens, this is the first scene that they're all trying, you know, and Phoebe tries to name different parts of celery. And then Chandler or Joey comes up with 56 states. And then Ross is Mr. Rule follower. He's like, I'm going to get this. And so he spends a whole episode trying to get all 50 states. And so finally gets it at nighttime when everybody's like, I'm not going to eat dinner until I get it. And it's Thanksgiving dinner. So like he finally comes back at nighttime in the middle of the night and he's like, Delaware.
Yeah. But then he also had Nevada twice.
Yeah. And then he's all, I know. And then he just kind of gives up. And then like Chandler gives him the turkey.
The food. Yeah. Because that was the thing. He couldn't eat until he got all right or whatever the case was. Yeah. So I want to try this game and I was really tempted to try it, but
let's do it.
So I'll have to try it.
Let's do it. And let's like put it up on Instagram or something.
Yeah. did you have any favorite lines?
Moo point. It's Cal's opinion. Doesn't matter. Just goes moo.
Yeah, I didn't have any favorite lines, but I'm bummed I missed that, so I'll have to rewatch it.
I know it's so funny. It's again one of Joey's iconic lines. It's hilarious. So anyways,
so coming up in the next episode of Friends with Friends, Monica becomes a popular neighbor thanks to her candy, and Rachel writes a revealing performance evaluation for Tag.
A big no for Rachel.
And follow us on Instagram on Friends with Friends Podcast.
All right, see you later. Bye.